You're listening to SBS News.
It's been 9 years of complete Russian dominance, but after a series of delays and test flight mishaps, the United States is set to end its manned flight space drought. Astronauts haven't launched into orbit from the US since the last space shuttle flight in 2011. NASA has turned to private companies since it ended the shuttle program, and SpaceX will be the first to mount a mission with astronauts, with liftoff scheduled for May the 27th. It's been a long and sometimes rocky road for the project. Since the new SpaceX Ranger vehicles was launched by Chief Executive Elon Musk 6 years ago.
Welcome everybody to Hawthorne, headquarters of Space Exploration Technologies. We're here to unveil Dragon version 2. Dragon version 1 is right above your heads. We've aimed for something with the Dragon version 2 for the interfaces and for the overall aesthetic of something that's very clean, very simple.
The first unmanned test flight followed in 2016.
Engine ignition, liftoff of the Falcon 9 rocket with science for today and for deep space exploration tomorrow. Falcon 9 has cleared the towers.
Astronaut Douglas Hurley will be one of those in the first manned crew of the SpaceX Dragon.
Being able to fly a first flight of a vehicle as a test pilot is a once-in-a-generational type of opportunity, so obviously I'm very thankful for it.
He will be joined by fellow astronaut Bob Behnken.
The fundamental purpose of the Demo 2 mission is to get certification for future missions from SpaceX to the International Space Station rotating crew to meet NASA's needs on board the space station.
SpaceX Chief Operating Officer Gwynn Shotwell says the company is intent on breaking new barriers in space exploration.
We want to hit all the boxes, do everything we need to do to demonstrate that this vehicle is capable of taking astronauts up from U.S. soil. As often as NASA will allow us to do so.
SpaceX successfully conducted its first test flight of a Dragon crew capsule a year ago, sending it unmanned to the space station. But the astronaut launch was further delayed when the return capsule was accidentally destroyed during ground testing at Cape Canaveral. Let's hope things will go a lot smoother when the Falcon 9 rocket blasts off next week from the Kennedy Space Center, the same launch pad used by the last shuttle Atlantis in 2011, and the groundbreaking Apollo missions a half century ago. Gareth Borum, SBS News.